Today's daf is Chulin Daf Yud Beis, and we have four lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, the two dots, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Brach. So, yesterday's daf was a daf that required, as we saw, not one asterisk, but two asterisks. One Keneged Chazaka and one Keneged Roif. Ezer Hashem, in today's raid, we're going to revisit some of what we discussed yesterday, but for now, we have another Daf Gemara that deals with basic halachas related to Hilchas Shechit. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav. Rav Nachman said in the name of his great Rebbe Rav, Ro Echosh Shachat, if somebody watched somebody Shecht, Im Ro'ohu Mitchil Vatzoif, if he watched him Shecht, Mitchil Vatzoif, literally from the beginning until the end, and he saw that everything went okay, Mutalacha Meshchitas, he's allowed to eat from Meshchita. Ve'im Lav, but if he didn't watch him Shecht from beginning until end, Asalacha Meshchitasoi, he's not allowed to eat from his shechita. So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, what kind of person are we talking about? It sounds like it's someone that you have to watch him shecht. He needs adult supervision. At the same time, Rav is saying that you have to watch him b'tchila v'atzayif. We need some more information. Says the Gemara, Idi yada de gamar, if we're dealing with someone that we know knows the halachas lama lira, why would anyone have to watch him? If this is a mumcha, this is someone that knows hilcha shechita, he's a yoyra yoyra, so no one should be having to watch him, not mitchila, not besayf, idi yada de loy gamar. And if he's a person that we know for a fact doesn't know the halachas, pshita, then the halacha of Rav Nachman Amar Rav is pashit. Meaning, it's pashit then if you watched him and you saw everything went well, it's kosher, and if not, not. And it's also pashit you would have to watch mitchila v'atzoif, because anywhere from the tchila until the soif you can possibly mix up. Says the Gemara, Vela I d'lo yada I gomer I loy gomer. Maybe we're talking about where we don't know if he knows or doesn't know. Well, if that's the case, then the halacha should be that it's okay, even if you didn't watch him, lema, because we should invoke the principle of roiv mitzuyan etzel shechita mumchenei. We should say that roiv shoichten am mumchen, and as a result, it should be okay. Miloi tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Risham, what's a tanya goyle shechuta b'shuk? If somebody found a tanya goyle that was shochet in the shuk, or if somebody went over to his butler and he told him, go shecht for me, and then the butler came and he saw that it was already shochet, and we don't know who shechted it, the halacha is cheskasei. We assume that everything was okay. Al-Mamrina, what do you see from here? We say, Roiv Mitsuyan Eitzel Shechita Mumchenein. That most people that are Matsuy Eitzel Shechita are considered Mumchen. Well, if that's the case, Hochanami, here too, Lema, we should say, Roiv Mitsuyan Eitzel Shechita Mumchenein. So says the Gemara, I don't understand Rav Nachman Amar Rav's Haloch. If somebody saw somebody Shecht, he watched the Mitchil Vatzoif, then you're allowed to eat it. If not, you're not allowed to eat it. Mamon of Shech. If this person we know is gomer, then you should always be allowed to eat it. You shouldn't have to watch him. If we know he's not a gomer, pshita. And if we don't know whether he's gomer or not gomer, we should assume that he is gomer. And again, nobody should have to watch him. Now, why are you assuming he's gomer if you don't know if he's gomer or not? Mehechatesi. Roiv should be machriya that suffix for us. Roiv mitsuyan eitzel shchita mumchenein. How do you know roiv works? That's yesterday's daf. But the bottom line is, Freit the Gemar, Meman of Shach. I'm all confused in terms of what exactly the Ikimta is in Rav Nachman Amar Rav's halacha. Says the Gemar, Lo'ilam diyada de'loy gomer. Lo'ilam, Rav Nachman Amar Rav was talking about a case where we know for sure that this person is a loy gomer. Okay, so isn't it pshita then that you have to watch him mitchila atzoif? No. Going the shochet kamon chad semen. It's talking about where this person saw the shochet checked one semen shaper in the good way. Mao the tema ich volt gewolt meine mid the high shaper hachna mi shaper. That even though he didn't see mitchila atzoif, but being that the tchila was good, you could be soimich that the soif was good as well. Kamash malon, that was the chiddush high isram muye isramile. You could always assume that maybe punkt he got the first part right. A bit idach as relates to the latter part. Shemeshah shemedaras. Maybe one of the other mistakes took place. But the bottom line is for that reason, it's not going to be okay. So again, Rav Nachman Rav is talking about a person that needs the supervision. He's a yada deloy gomer. We know for sure he's loy gomer. Because again, if we know he's gomer, he doesn't need the supervision. And even if we don't know who in the world he is, he doesn't need the supervision because Rav Mitzuyan Eitzel Shechita Mumchenheim. It's talking about, we know for sure he needs the supervision, because we know for sure he's someone that's a loygamer. If that's the case, isn't it pshita? It's not pshita that you have to see metchila vatzoif. And that was the dogush of Renachem Amarav, which, by the way, jumps off the page. He says you have to see metchila vatzoif. So it sounds like whatever his chiddush is, he's trying to say that the tchila alone is not enough. You have to see metchila vatzoif, and that's the whole point. You saw the tchila was good. There would have been a havamina, maybe based on that, the soif was for sure also good. Kamashmala, maybe punk at the beginning, right? But there's no hechrich that the soif would be right as well. Zok the Gemara. Mi inyan le inyan ba oisa inyan. Boy mine Rav Dimi bar Yosef me Rav Nachman. Rav Dimi bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman the following question. If somebody goes over Tishlech and he tells him, go shecht for me, and then he went and he found that it was already shachut, mahu, what's the halacha? Meaning, somebody went over to his shliach and he told him shecht. And now the mishaleach went, he found the animal that he told his shliach to shecht, and it was shachet. Now he doesn't know for sure whether he shechted it, because he never reported back to him to tell him that he did his shlichus. But lamaisa he came and he saw everything was okay. So Rav Dimi by Yosef asked Rav Nachman, what's the halacha? Could the mishaleach eat from this animal or could he not? Amalaisa, he told him cheskas shachet. Yes. What would be if you had a similar case where someone went to shlich and he told him, I want you to be mafresh truma v'halachu matzah tarum, and then the mishaleach came and he saw that trumas had been taken and he doesn't know who was the one that was mafresh it. Amalaisa, he told him, ein cheskas tarum. The halach is, you can't assume that it was done in the proper way. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Man of shach, ein chazok shlich, oisa shlichus. If we assume that the shliach did his shlichus, if there's a chazok, that if you tell someone to do something, then this person's oim of oisa, he takes care of it. Well, that afilu trumanami. So why is it that if you told your shliach, say, with troy, v'halach matzah tarum, you now let a assume that the truma was good. Why? Because, I don't know, that the shliach did it, and as a result, meichateis, it's okay. Well, if there's a chazaka shliach, oisa shlichus, then you should assume for sure he did it. He had the authority to do it, it should be okay. If you're going to tell me there's no chazaka shliach, oisa shlichus, so let's play this out. So that means if you tell a shliach to go ahead and be mafis truma, but you don't know for sure that he did it, and now you see that it's tarim, you have no right to assume for sure it was done by the shliach. Who else was it done by? Some stranger who didn't have the authority, the power of attorney to do it, which means it's not a real truma, which means you can't be soimich on it. Well, if you are of the opinion that you don't say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusoi, then afilu shchita namiloi. So then why is it if you told your shliach to go ahead and shecht for you, and then you came and you found it was shachut, you're allowed to eat it, maybe your shliach is not the one who did it, and if that's the case, maybe some strange guy did it, you don't know who that strange guy is, maybe he's not proficient in the laws of shechita, maybe he's not included in the haklo shoichtin, and if that's the case, maybe you shouldn't be able to eat it, it's a mamon of shach. Seems like there's a stira in Rav Nachman, whether Rav Nachman's of the opinion that chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay, azay is mashma from his psak aloch in ulcha shchita, or whether you don't say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay, azay is mashma from his psak in hilchis truma. Amalei, Rav Nachman looked at Rav Dimi bar Yosef. He says, you want me to answer this question? No problem, but comes with an invoice. I'm not just doing it for free. He told him, l'chitechel Allah kura demilcha. If you go and you measure for me a kur of salt, we once spoke at a raid bite from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, who explains this Gemara and similar such Gemaras that you find that sometimes Amiram were only willing to explain something in the event that the person that wanted to hear was going to do some shiras. He was going to provide some sort of service for the person from whom he was trying to get this halacha. But either way, Rav Nachman very mysteriously tells him, l'chitechel halach kur demilcha, I'll explain it to him. Okay, apparently Rav Dimi bar Yosef said, no worries, I'll get back to you. And he goes, starts measuring a kur of salt. He says, done. So he told him, lo'ilam ein chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay. Lo'ilam, I'm of the opinion that ein chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay. That if somebody sends a shliach to do something, you can't automatically assume that this person went ahead and did it. And it's for that reason, as it relates to truma, if somebody tells a shliach, go ahead and be mafresh trumas for me, and you don't know whether the shliach did or didn't, but l'maisa you see you're missing a chita achas, that's b'yiteres ha-sakri, so you know somebody was mafresh truma, well, you have no right to assume it was the shliach. Maybe it was someone who didn't have the authority to do it, and as a result, it wasn't matter all your tefillah. What's the kasha? If that's the case, why, if you tell your shliach to go ahead and shecht for you, falachu matzah shachut, that loch is you allowed to eat from it, maybe the shliach didn't do it. The shchita inami dilma inesh achrina shama v'ozal shachat, because as it relates to shchita, even if you're going to assume that somebody else went ahead and did it, roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchinim, roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita amumchin. So it doesn't matter if the shliach did it, or if another guy did it, either way, it's going to be okay. Oh, but by truma, very wordy. Dilma ina shachrina shama v'azal. Over the year, could be a different person heard, went, Torim, and he was the one that was Torim. And if that's the case, havali Torim shalemidas, he's a Torim shalemidas, meaning he's a Torim that doesn't have the authority to be Torim. He's doing shalemidas, the owner of the tvuv, a Torim shalemidas, in truma, so in truma. So the bottom line is that Rav Nachman told Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, you have a stira in what I said, that but when it comes to truma, in cheskasei tarum, it's based on two important halachas. In chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai, however, roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumkinim. So if you think about it, two huge halachas that come out of these eight lines of Gemara. Number one, Rav Nachman's of the opinion of in chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai, which has global ramifications, which, by the way, I am related raid bites, but we once spoke out a tshuva from the Nei Debi Yehuda, right, in halacha, whether we say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai or we don't say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai, is the dependent on whether we're dealing with a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Rav Nachman, shalocha k'moisa, in most areas in Shas, seems to be of the opinion, stating that it's a little bit more complicated when it comes to the halacha l'maisa. But either way, that's one grace halacha that comes out of this, and the second grace halacha that comes out, which is negeya very much the sugyas we're learning, and that is roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchin heim, says the Gemara. So we had already roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchin heim twice, both in the same context, where if somebody shechted, and we don't know who the shechit is, we don't know if he's a gomer, if he's a not gomer, we don't know anything about him. We assume that roiv shechtin are mumchin, and as a result, from a mumcha perspective, you could assume. Imagine, all you see is a tarnegoyle shchuta, that's all you see. But Roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchinim, you could assume that the shchita was a proper shchita. It's a chiddush, for sure, but again, every roiv is technically a little bit of a chiddush. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, leima roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchinim tanoyi. It would seem at first glance that this inyan of roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita is a machloikis tanoy. The tanya belong to the braisa, haresha abdulai gidoya v'tarnagoy. If somebody lost his goats, somebody lost his chickens, right? Goats and chickens have a mind of their own, so you could see how they would get lost. V'halachu matzon shchutin, and he was searching, and he did whatever he can to try to find them. Lo and behold, he found them. That's the good news. The bad news is they were shchutin. Somebody had slaughtered them. So the question is, could he eat them at the very least or not? It was a machlokes tanan. Rabbi Yehuda oiser, Rabbi Chanina ben Yosher, Rabbi Yosi aglili mater. So the great Tana Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to eat it. And Rabbi Chanina, who was the son of the very famous Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he says, no, you're allowed to eat it. So it was a machlokes tanan. Whether you'd be allowed to eat the gedim and the tarnegoilim that you found shchutim or not. Now, clearly, you don't know who shechted it, right? They were lost. You found them in a state of shchutim. And we have a machloikis tanam, whether or not you could eat it or not eat it. Says the Braisa Vaiter, oh my Rebbe said, that, you know, I heard this machloikis, I thought about it a little bit, and I want to be machria. He said, Nir and Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Shematzim Ba'ashpa, I prefer the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the event that we're the balabas of the Gedim and the Tarnagoylam found his animals was inside the Ashpa. And the reason is, because if he found it in the Ashpa, probably it was discarded, probably because it wasn't available. What do you do with an avela? So again, you give it to the dogs, you give it to the gertoshev, you throw it into the garbage. So if you found it in the garbage, it's mistaber that it's probably an avela. So near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda, who's oiser in that situation. But if you found it in a regular domesticated place, well, in a situation like that, I would think to the contrary. In that case, I would think it's mutter. So the bottom line is, we have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Aglili with a hachra from Rebbe. The case is talking about where somebody lost his gedim, he lost his time to goyim, he found them and they were shchutim. But the question is, he doesn't know who shakted it. So is it okay or is it not okay? Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Aglili matim. Now Rebbe came, he was a kosav ashlishi, and he said that I think if you find it in the ashpa, it's Yosef Mestaber that there's a problem, and if you find it in the bias, it's Yosef Mestaber that's mutter. But let's go to the original machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Aglili. My lab, what are they arguing about? Meaning, what is their machloikis? If you found this gedi or this tarnagel and it was shachet, you have no idea who shachted it. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says, don't touch it. And it sounds like Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Aglili says, no, you could assume that everything is okay. Says the Gemara, isn't it mistaber? The Mar Sova, Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Aglili, that's matter holds. I'm reading Rabbi Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechitim Umchenem. Umar Sova, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Oyser holds. Layam reading Rabbi Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechitim Umchenem. So says the Gemara, Lema. It sounds almost mefurish that this is what the machlokes over here would be, but the Gemara is doiched. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok loy. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, nein. Tekuli amar Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechitah Mumchenem. I will tell you that everybody holds Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechitah Mumchenem. Like Rav Nachman, and like the Gemara said twice in today's daf, and already a few times in previous daf. Everybody holds Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechitah Mumchenem. Ube bayis, and in the event that the Gedi or the Tarnagelos was found in a house, everybody would hold this mutter. Because what's the Shailah? Who the Shaykhid is? Rav Shaykhid in Akshem. But Ashpa Shebashuk, by the way, Rav Nachman Yitzchak continued and said, it's pasha to me that if you would find it in the ashpa, in the shuk, the kuli amaloi pligid asa, everybody would hold this asa. Like Rebbe had said, nirin divri Rabbi Yehuda, if you found it in the ashpa. We'll revisit how Rav Nachman Yitzchak stims with what Rebbe's saying. But for now, the svara, for sure, if you found it in the ashpa of the shuk, everybody would agree it's a problem. Because why would you throw a good piece of meat into the ashpa? Ki pligi, what was the machloikis ba ashpa sheba bayis? If it was found in the garbage that's in the bayis, mar sovar, adam asui, lahatul niv. Rabbi Yossi holds that people will sometimes take an avela and they'll throw it into the Ashba Sheba Bayis. To the extent that you found it in the Ashba Sheba Bayis, there's a reyesa on the Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenem. It looks a little bit like this is an avela, and as a result, it's going to be Yossi. Umar Sov Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Yosef Aglili holds in Adam Asik Lahatul Veilasa Ashba Sheba Bayis. A person would never take his avela and throw it in the Ashba Sheba Bayis. Rashi says because it smells, so you'd always throw into the Ashba in the Shuk, not in the Bayis. And if that's the case, it's no chilik if you find it in the Ashpa Sheba Bayis, or if you find it in the Bayis, you're always going to assume that it's not an avela. Ah, you don't know who shechted it. Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenim. But the bottom line is, said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the machlokes, even though if you want to look at it in very broad strokes, it would appear that, oh, they're arguing whether Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenim or not, it's not muchach. I'll tell you, everybody holds Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenim, which is the pashtus in our sugya. You want to know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about where it was found in the Ashpa Sheba Bayis. Rabbi Yossi held that a person will take his nevela and throw it into the Ashpa Sheba Bayis. And if that's the case, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, that's a reyesa in the fact that this is kosher, hence it's for that reason it's going to be Aser. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, holds that no, a person wouldn't do that. And therefore, being that Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenem, and if you find it in the bias, it's going to be okay. If you find it in the Ashpa Sheba bias, it's going to be okay as well. So again, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the machloikis is not Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenem or not, because everybody holds. In fact, if it was found in the bias per se, everybody holds it's going to be okay. He added to that, if it's found in the Ashpa Sheba Shuk, everyone holds it's for sure not okay. Why does he need that? Because that ties in to what the Nekudas HaMachloikis is. The Nekudas HaMachloikis is where it's found in the Ashpa Sheba Bayis. Do we say it's like the bias where everyone holds it's okay? Or do we say it's like the Ashpa Sheba Shuk where everyone holds it's not okay? There Machloikis is where Mitzad Echad it's Ashpa, Mitzad Sheni it's bias, right? This is an oxymoron. And the question is, do we treat it like Ashpa or do we treat it like bias? So this is a nice novel pshat in the Machloikis Tanoim. It's also a dichoy on the Gemara suggestion that could be the machlokes Tanoim is whether or not we say Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenem or not. But the Gemara says that it's not so poshet, this beer from Nachman Bar Yitzchok. The reason is because there was a third Tana that was mentioned, this Braisa, Rebbe. Rebbe seemed to address a little bit what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is talking about. So the Gemara now is going to see how could we make sense of what Rebbe said in light of the parameters of this machloikis that was just laid out by Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Zok the Gemara, Amar Mar. Rebbe said in the Braiso, I'm going to be a Kosov Ashlishi, the Achriya Beineyem, near in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you felt me, the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Shematzim Ashpa, the event that was found in the Ashpa. My Ashpa, what Ashpa was Rebbe referring to? Ilei ma Ashpa Shebeshok. Did he mean the Ashpa Shebeshok? That's what we thought when we read the Braiso in real time. Well, Ha'amrit, you just said, you meaning Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kula Amaloi Pligid Aser. To everybody holds it's Aser. If that's the case, on my Rebbe Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, if you found it in the Ashpa Shebeshok, as if there's a machloikis, but I prefer the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. You just told me if it was found in the Ashpa Shebeshok, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees that it's going to be Aser. El Alav Pshita. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says El Alav, we like speaking this out, and sometimes the Gemara says El Alav Pshita. El Alav Pshita, there's no other way to learn. You have to say that what Rebbe's referring to is Ba'ashpa Shebebayis. And there is a machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Chaim Neshav Yisagliyi. Fakir, that is where they're arguing. So when he says Nirin Divrei Reb Yehuda Ba'ashpa, he means Ashpa Shebebayis. Very, very clear. But the problem is Ema Seifa. V'divrei Reb Chanina b'noishal Reb Yosei Aglili. Rebbe said, Sigefeltmech, the words of Reb Chanina b'noishal Reb Yosei Aglili shematzen b'bayis. In the event that it was found in the bayis. My bayis. What bayis is he referring to? Ilema bayis mamish. Does he mean literally the bayis? Ha'amrit, you said again, who's you, Rav Nachman by Yitzchot Kulam l'pigidashari? That in that case, everybody's going to hold this mutar. Again, Ela Pshit. It has to be. What did he mean when he said bayis b'ash b'sheb bayis? Well, if that's the case, Rebbe just said, I hold Ba'ashba Shebebayis like Rabbi Yehuda, and I hold Ba'ashba Shebebayis like Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and if that's the case, Freik the Gemara, Kasha de Rebbe, I have a stira between these two Rebbes. In other words, I don't even know Kappa's feast. I have no idea how to make sense of what Rebbe is saying. I can't even read the words. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, in light of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's beer, in the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, you have to say that this is what Rebbe meant to say. He meant to say, Nirin Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Ba'ashba Shebeshok. I hold of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, as it relates to a case of Ashba Shebeshok. You know why? Not because I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that's my mahalach and klali apsak. No, that's not why. Sha'af Rabbi Chanina ben Eish, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, le'nechak olav, ela ba'ashba shebebayis. Because even Rabbi Chanina ben Eish Aglili was only chaylik where it was found in the Ashba Shebebayis. But if it was found ba'ashba shebeshok, avo ba'ashba shebeshok moidile, he would be moida. And then he continued, v'nirin v'chulu. What's the v'chulu? V'nirin divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Eish Rabbi Yosei Aglili in the event that it was found bebayis, and the reason is because afilu Rabbi Yehuda le'nechlak ala bebayis. He was only chaylik where it was in the Ashba Shebebayis. The bottom line is you'd have to do a little bit of a reconstructive surgery in order to make Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's pshat work in the braisa. But at the end of the day, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosei Aglili is not whether Rabbi Mitzuyin is a shchita mumchen, because everybody holds Rabbi Mitzuyin is a shchita mumchen. What they're arguing about is a very specific case where it's found in the Ashba Shebebayis. I hear very gishmak. Do we treat the Ashba Shebebayis as the Ashba Shebeshok, or do we treat the Ashba Shebebayis like the bayis? Mitzad echad it's Ashba, mitzad sheni is bayis. So which one do we treat it like? I Rabbi said nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda ba Ashba v'nirin divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Eish Rabbi Yosei Aglili b'bayis. It sounds like they're arguing ba'ashpa shebeshok. They're arguing b'bayis, and if he means in both cases ashpa shebeshok, then he's just contradicting himself. It doesn't make any sense. I like Rabbi Yehuda ba'ashpa shebeshok, and I like Rabbi Chanina ben Eish Rabbi Yosei Aglili ba'ashpa shebeshok or b'bayis shebeshok. Right here he said first ashpa, there he said first bayis, but it's all the same thing. So how would you make sense of it? The Gemara says hachi kamar. You'd have to do a little bit of an edit, and you would have to say that fakir. Rebbe was not being machriya bechlal. Rebbe was explaining. That's really all he was doing. He was explaining the braisa. He was saying that, you know, you have a machloikis over here. You have this open-ended machloikis. You might think that the machloikis is something broad. What might you think it is? Probably whether Rebbe Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenheim or not. And forget, Rebbe is gufa addressing what Rav Nachman Yitzchak was saying. That's gufa what he's coming to say. But l'shoinei hazav. And what he's saying is that no, everybody agrees ba'ashpa, everybody agrees ba'bayis. This is a very specific nuance. Machloikis, how would we treat ashpa shebebayis? The bottom line is, two mahalchim had to understand the machloikis tanon, and the nafkemina, is Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenem machloikis tanon, or is Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenheim, something that's the kuli alma, it's not really a machloikis ta'anam. Either way, moving along, we return back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said on the base of Aleph, Hakol Shoichten, Ushchitasan Ksheira, Chutz, Micheresh, Shoita, Vikatan. And then the Mishnah said, why? Sheme Yekalkalu, Eschchitasan. Says the Gemara. So, a cheresh shayt v'katan can't shecht, and the reason is because we're concerned that they may be mekalkel the shechita. The Gemara asks a very, very subtle question. Shem mekilkelu like tani. It doesn't say we're concerned maybe they were mekalkel. Ela shem yikalkelu. Maybe they're going to be mekalkel. Ooh, that's a problem. Why? So Rashi explains that if you go back to the Mishnah, you might recall that the first words of the Mishnah, Akol shechten, was mashmul lechatril. Whoever's nisrabe from Akol could shecht. Seem to suggest whoever is included in Hakoil is allowed to shecht only b'diyevet, right? Then the Mishnah said, Chutz Micher Shoyt V'Katon, Shem Yikalkul HaShchitasa. The Chutz Micher Shoyt V'Katon immediately follows Akrashi, the words of Shchitasa Ksheir, which is discussing a b'diyevet, which suggests that the Cheresh Shoyt V'Katon who are excluded from Shchita are excluded not only from Hakol Shoichtan L'Chatchila, but even from Shchitas and Kshay, which means even B'diyevet, it's not okay. So really, what you just said? You just said a Cheresh Shoyt V'Katon can't even Shech B'diyevet. Now, you also said they can't Shech L'Chatchila, but what's the bigger Chiddush? That they can't Shech B'diyevet. Not only can't they Shech L'Chatchila, they also can't Shech B'diyevet. Means if a Cheresh Shoyt V'Katon Shech, they can't Shech. When the Mishnah now says, Shem Yekalkul HaShchitasan, it's explaining what it just said, which is that if they shechted, even b'diavad, it's not going to be okay. Well, if that's the case in grammar, what the Mishnah should have said, you know why it's not okay b'diavad? Because maybe they were mekalkel. Shema kilkelu eshchitasan. What does it say? Shema yekalkelu. That's a lashon asid. If you're discussing halacha of lechatchila, shema yekalkelu is the appropriate way to say it. But if we're discussing halacha b'diavad, which we are, because this immediately follows the words of Shchitas and Ksheira, so freight the Gemara, very subtle diktuk, Shema kilku like Tani Elish, Shema yikalkulu. What's going on over here? You're saying good, say better. You should have said that maybe they were mekalkul, and it's for that reason as I go by the Evid. Oh, my Rava said, Zaysay Meres. There's a halacha we have to prove from here, and that is, Ein Moisrin Lohen Chulin Lechatchila. Is it okay to go Lechatchila, to give a Cheresheit Vakotin Chulin, and go ahead and watch as the cheresh shoyt of a katan shecht? You could have thought, yeah. Now, why would you think, yeah? Like, where would that even come from? So that's the next line of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues and says, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achein royin noyisan shchitas and ksheir. So as much as it's true, chutz mi'cheresh shoyt of a katan, but at the same time, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achein royin noyisan shchitas and ksheir. So maybe I should be able to go to chatchila and do it. It's for that reason we said the Lashon Asid. Not because the Lashon Asid is the most appropriate way of saying it grammatically, klape what we're saying relative to what we had previously said, but it's the more appropriate language as it relates to what we're saying, klape what we're about to say. Because we're about to say, and here you would have had a habamita, maybe I could go to chatchila, give the chereshayt v'katan the chulin. By the way, Rashi says, not chulin afuke kachem, kaloimer af chulin, even chulin, and you should go ahead and you should be able to allow him to do it as long as you're watching and you're inspecting and you're supervising everything that's going on. That's why we said, Shema yakal. It was always a chshash in the asid. Where's in a geya? It's more appropriate shemekilkalu. That's a bigger chiddush if nobody was watching. I'm telling you a bigger chiddush that if somebody's watching, then lechatchila you should not go ahead and give it to him. And that's why we said a lashon asid. So the reason we said the lashon of shema yekalkalu is so that you should chab. We're always concerned the person might be mekalkal. So that even if lechatchila you're going to want to go and appoint a gadolim ad agabav and assume, oh, as long as a gadolim ad agabav, now it's going to be okay. Kamashman, I'm worried shema yekalkalu. This is only something that works b'diyeved when acher maro, you know, son. But lechatchila it's never going to work kisha acherin Royin Oysan, right? Certainly if it's not Acherin Royin Oysan. And that's why we said the Lashon of Yikalkalu. That's why we didn't say the Lashon of Kilkalu. Rashi over here is Moisef one Ha'ara. That is, if you remember, in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, when we went through the six different Pshatim and Hakol Shoichten, Ushchitas and Ksheira, so the Gemara, in every one of the six Pshatim, at the end of its discussion, it circled back to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Vekulan sheshachtu v'achirin roi noisin shchitasim sheir v'kulan ahai." The Gemara said, "Right, what exactly is v'kulan going on?" And according to many of the pshatim, according to Abaya, Rav and Ravashi, you couldn't make the v'kulan work. You couldn't make the v'kulan work for chereshayt v'katan faker. It's referring to the kuti. It's referring to the tamei, right? If the cheshbon back the beginning of the parak. But the bottom line is, the kulon was not referring back to the chereshayt v'katan. Now, this Gemara's teretz, Amar Rava Zoysei Meres, presupposes that the kulon sheshachtu v'achein roi noisan shchitasan sheira is referring to the chereshayt v'katan. It's before the Gemara. It's a freak Rashi, Bishlam, according to the pshatim in the beginning of the parak, that's what it's referring to. It's good. But if you hold that the kulon is not even referring to the chereshayt v'katan, it's going back to the tchilas ha-mishnah, right? What was the deal? Because it should have said v'in, not the kulon. Well, if that's the case, how do you understand this Gemara? So Rashi says it's muchach from the fact that this is a stum of the Gemara. And we know cheshben all the shittas that we had in the beginning of the parak, which was not so long ago. Vaistois, even according to the pshatim, that the kulon was referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah, it means that it's also referring back to the beginning of the Mishnah. But for sure, the halach is true for the cheresh shayt v'katan. Meaning, at the end of the day, a cheresh shayt v'katan, k'sha'achen roi in oisan, the halach is shchitasan is kshera, and that's why you need to say Shem Yekalkul to know that it's only kosher b'di'evet, but it's not going to be kosher l'chatchilo. Because if you're going to tell me that the kulon is not referring to the cheresh shayt v'katan, like in the beginning of the parak, then according to those amirayim, you weren't miyash of the lashon of Shem Yekalkulu. And it sounds like this yishuv of the Gemara is true according to all the amirayim. Must be that according to all the amirayim, the kulon sheshachtu is referring to the chereshayt v'katan. The Gemara had a problem with that. The Gemara only had a problem with it only referring to the chereshayt v'katan. It must be, maybe it's also referring to, it was mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. But Al Kaponim says, Rashi right here, that you see from that all the amirayim hold that chereshayt v'katan, sheshachtu v'acherun royin oisan b'di'evet shchitasin kshera. If this Rashi sounds familiar, because Tosfos spoke out this Rashi, it was a Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rashi we don't have until Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but Tosfos already spoke it out. And Tosfos, when he spoke it out, you know where he was mechiach it from? Read the Tosfos inside. Ilei macherushayt v'katan Allah koi pirish Allah l'chuda koi aval hapshita da alayu nami koi the daikinon Allah l'kaman Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, this ganze halacha over here. But either way, based on this, you have to say that it's referring to this as well. Zok the Gemara. The kulon sheshachtu v'achirin royin oisam shchitas on ksher. Man tana d'loy binan kavana l'shchita. Zok the Gemara. Who is the tana that holds that shchita does not require kavana? The kulon sheshachtu v'achirin royin oisam shchitas on ksher. Sounds like a chereshayt v'katan are allowed to shecht. If a chereshayt v'katan are allowed to shecht, that means that you don't have to have kavana to shecht. So we know a chereshayt v'katan are limited in terms of the level of kavana that they're able to have. We'll see this very much in the beginning of tomorrow's daf, which is starting the sugya. But that's clear that a chereshayt v'katan are considered not b'nei kavana. If a chereshayt v'katan are allowed to shecht, v'kulon sheshacht v'cher noitz shechaz and sheir includes again the chereshayt v'katan, well, that means a Shchita doesn't require kavana. Who's the Tana that holds that Shchita doesn't require kavana? Amar Rava, Rava said, Rab Nosini, it's Rab Nosini. The Tani, Oishia, Zi'ir, the Min Chavraya, because Oishia, who is the youngest of the Chavraya Kedisha, he said, Zorak, Sakalin, Ayatzab, a Kaisal. If somebody took a knife and he threw it into a Kaisal, so he's doing target practice. I don't know. But he takes a Sakin and he's throwing it, trying to get the bullseye. The Holcha, the Shachta, Kedarka. And lo and behold, it got a animal and it shechted it perfect. That's impressive. But the bottom line is, this guy's a sniper. He was able to do shechita from long range. Rav Nosson, machshir, v'chachamim poislin. Rav Nosson says it's kosher, and the chachamim say it's pasul. Now, clearly, Rav Nosson is of the opinion that you don't have to have kavanah in order to do shechita, because this person is, right? He's practicing, this is target practice. He's not practicing, he's not doing shechita, and I feel like it's kosher. The chachamim seem like they hold, no, you have to have kavanah shechita. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, you want to know who is the Tana, the Mishnah that holds a chereshayt v'katan is allowed to do shechita? Forget about whether he knows how to do shechita, doesn't know how to do shechita. What about the kavanah? Oh, vice versa, you don't have to have kavanah for shechita. It must be It must be Rav Nosson. But the Gemara says, Continuing, halacha like Rav Nosson, that you should know the halacha is like Rav Nosson, which is good, by the way. If the halacha is like Rav Nosson, the Mishnah is like Rav Nosson, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara has one technical issue. Not on our Mishnah, not on the Tzushtal of Rav Nosson, but on that price of Abina Moilach Umevi. Right? One of the halachas of how you do Shechita is you have to be a Moilach Umevi. I mean, this person can have bullseye range, but at the same time, he threw it and it was Melech Umevi. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to be a little creative in your imagination. Shaholcha uba kedarka. What happened was he threw it and then it hit some wall, ricocheted off, boom, nailed him back. He got the Melech on the way there. He got the Mevi on the rebound. The bottom line is, that's how he was able to make it work. And we are going to stop here. So as it relates to raid, surprisingly, not such long graph. So yesterday, we learned Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, which is the sugya that discusses the Mekar to Chazaka de Meikara and to Ruba de Lesser Kamar. What emerged from the Gemara, to do a very, very brief recap, is Minaha Milsa, the Amir Rabbanan Oiki Milsa Achazake. The primary makar is the parsha from all places, Nigei Barta. Additionally, we saw that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov clearly was not accepting that as being a makar. And according to Tosfos, the way the Marsha understands Tosfos, the makar then to Oiki Milsa Achazake would be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So really, I think the takeaway, if you learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos, is there's two potential makaris to Chazake de Meikar. It's the Parashim Nigei Batim, that is the Gemara, and then there's a Tosfos that says, according to Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What about Roif? Now, Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's easy. It says in the Torah, Achri Rabbe Mahatis. The question is, what about Ruba de Lesser Kamon? So if you learn the Gemara without Rashi and Tosfos, it sounds like there were 10 potential Makairis to the Makar. Either it's learned out from the mitzvah of Nituach of the Karban Oila, the Etzim Leisish Berubay of the Karban Pesach, the Akhtara of the Shlomim and the Chatos, the Alya specifically, Egla Rufa, Parah Aduma, Sar Mishtaleach, Maka Aviv Imoy because Viduma Lav Avivu, Hayrig Nefesh, Edom Zoymimin, who said Edos on someone that that person is Chayav Mises Bezin, and Rav Ashi, who had the last word, Shchita Atzma, that in of itself would be the Makar. But we saw that Rashi, based on the way the Gemara comes out, said that that is only a Makar, or those are only Makarais in the plural, because we have 10 of them, to the extent that it's loy efsher. But hecha de efsher, bav dafka, you see from any one of these cases that you could go basaroy. What then would be the makar? So Rashi had two suggestions. Either it's learned out from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or it's learned out from Achri Rabban Lahatois. And just like Achri Rabban Lahatois teaches me Ruba de Issa Kamon, it also teaches me Ruba de Lesser Kamon. And even though the Gemara held this svara l'chalik, but you have to say, after further review, we have no other option. And therefore, that's going to be the Eitzah. Another possible Makar we saw was Tosfos. Tosfos suggested that could be once I know that you go Basa Chazaka, Kal V'Chaymer I know that you're going to go Basa Roiv as well, based on Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. Tosfos was mafalful in this a little bit, but the bottom line is, if you do a Sikum in terms of all the possible Pshatim that you would have, number one, there's the 10 Makairis, and then you have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Achri Rabba Mahatois, and it could be snort out from Nigei Batim, Mi Kal V'Chaymer. So again, two Makairis that emerge just from learning on a very superficial level, as it relates to Chazaka, Nigei Batim, and Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and four categories of Makairis as it relates to Ruba de Lesser Kamon. The 10 Makairis, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Achri Rabim Lahatois, there's no chilik between Ruba de Issa Kamon, Ruba de Lesser Kamon. And finally, Kal V'Chaymer from Chazaka, in other words, it's also learned out from Nigei Batim. The emes is, you know, in terms of what direction we go now, the inyonim of Chazokis and Tzveikis and Roiv are literally from the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumo Shalayim. Anyone that's ever spent a little bit of time in yeshiva knows that so much of Noshim Nezikin, certainly the Blatta that I learned in Kaisle Beis Medrash, revolve around these ideas. Yedidi, HaGoyin Ramosha Shlomiak, he shared with me yesterday two places where the Chassam Sofer talked about the sugya of Chazokis and Tzveikis. One is in his Chidushim that he wrote on Yeridea. So unbeknownst to many, because it hasn't been printed in many, many decades, the Chassam Sofer wrote a pirish on Shulchan Aruch Yeridea. So in the Chidushim on Yeridea, the Chassam Sofer writes as follows, quote, Vala Klal, Chola pilpulim bechazokos v'svek svekos liyosam inyonim amukim v'tzrichim bekius gadol b'shas upoiskim v'ani loizachisi lamayt al buryam ba'avoynoisai harabim al kein endaiti noichalisa v'litein. I'm not so comfortable handling sugis of chazokos and svekos. Makes us all feel a little better, by the way. But I'm not so comfortable dealing with these sugis because they're in yonim amukim, and they require a bekius gadol b'shasu poiskim. Elos edech sam soifer kishen nilmoy b'chavrusa achas asugya b'thnim. When we're going to learn b'chavrusa the sugya in a veinik, v'yamit ish es chaveroi alo emes, ulahoitzi datenu mishibushim, v'oz eskel of alka yazreini Hashem ad kan l'shoinai. This is what the sam soifer wrote. He said, I posh need a chavrusa to sit down and to be able to go through this inyan a little bit, because this is an inyan that's so, so hard. Now this the sam soifer wrote in the year Tov Kuf Peichet. When the Chassam Sofer was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagoyla, but this was Mamish Chassam Sofer while he was in his prime years in Preshbark. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Evena Ezechelik Beis Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, and this was written B'yoyim Vav of Tov Kuf Tzadik Tes. These are Mamish the last months of the life of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was Nifter in Tishrei Tov Resh, and this is of Tov Kuv Tzadik Tes. He says, quote, Gam ki al yedei svek svekis, shekvar hisiru akadmoinim, mi she'enoi boki bedinei svek svekis, al yiloi esek imoim. Va'ani, one ani bo, yodati ba'atz mi she'eneni bevadai boki besvek svekis. Ve'lismoich al divrei achroinim ulahamin kol ma shekoisvim bozeh, ze eneni mechuyev. So he says, I'll be honest with you, I'm very lost in the sugya. I'm bevadai not a baki in the sugya of svek svekis, all the puns. So that's for sure. Elamai, I should just be soimich of what Achroinim said. Ulahamin kol masha koisvim bozezeh eineni mechuyiv. That's not something I'm obligated to do. But again, just to bring out from the Beis Medrash of the Hilig Chassam Sofer, the way he viewed the Indian of svekis, the Chassam Sofer, who was kol rozloi honestly. But afilu hachi, this was a sugya that he felt was very, very overwhelming. So again, it gives us a little bit of an idea of what we're learning and what we're discussing here. But just to speak out with that hakdama, one tiny bit of a ha'ara, and that is the nesivos, also known as the chavos das, unbeknownst to many, wrote a sefer called Nachlas Yaakov. Now, the sefer Nachlas Yaakov is benimtza. It's Torah from the great Goyen on Chumash and on different Divrei Agada. The part that's unbeknownst is that there's a Chelik Beis of Nachlas Yaakov that's very much not benimtza. And the Chelik Beis, there's Likutim, different Shtikl Chalashas, there's also several tshuvas. In Shailas Tshuvas, Nachlas Yaakov, Chelik Beis, Simen Vav, again, that's from the lost tshuvas from the Nesivas. The Nesivas wrote a letter to the great Goyen, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And in his letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the middle of the tshuva, Toich Dvarav, he says, I had a kasha that always bothered me. The Gemara, the Kamon, Masechta Shulin, Dav Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, discusses, what's Odif? Simonim or Tfiyas Ayin? So let's think of the sugi of Eilu Metzias. We know that if somebody loses in a Veda and he delivers a Simon, obviously he can claim that Veda based on the Simon. There's also a concept, Talmud Chacham doesn't require a Simon because a Talmud Chacham has a Tfiyas Ayin. So even if I don't have a Simon per se, I can't say 3 centimeters from the left corner, you're going to see this and that. But he has a Tfiyas Ayin. No, this looks like mine. So a Tfiyas Ayin has a Talmud Chacham as an amonis with Tfiyas Ayin. Either way, the Gemara in the end of Chulin is discussing Simonim versus Tfiyas Ayin with regards to to different sugyas hashas, not elu mitzias per se, regards to different areas of halacha. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what's bigger and what's better. Is simonim other from tfiyas ayin, or is tfiyas ayin other from simonim? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Breidim Rav Sharshia. Rabbi Yitzchak Breidim Rav Sharshia said, I'll prove to you that a tfiyas ayin is odif from a simon, counterintuitively. Dilu also betray the amri. If two edim would come and they would say, Planya, dahi simoni, vahi simoni, katol nafsha. I saw Reuven kill Shimon. How do you know it was Reuven that killed Shimon? I mean, Shimon we found dead on the side of the road. But how do you know it was Reuven that killed Shimon? Because I have this simon, that simon. The person that did it had a certain scar. He was wearing a certain beged. Bezdin would not kill Reuven based on the fact that two edim said that someone with the simon that Reuven has is the Ritzach. Why? Because maybe there's somebody else that has the identical simon. The Ilu Amri said, Rabbi Yitzchak Breidim Sharshia. But what would be if two edim walk in and they say, I saw Reuven kill Shimon. You know why I know? Because Islay Tfiyah saying the Begavek. Because I know Reuven. I know it's Reuven. Kotlinally, we would go ahead and kill him. Geschmack. So says the Gemara, you see for me that Tfiyah Sayin is other from Simonim. Because if you don't have a Tfiyah Sayin and Reuven, all you have is a Simon that Reuven shares, you wouldn't kill Reuven. But if you have a Tfiyah Sayin, then already you would. Zoktois, I see in this Gemara that you can't kill a person based on Simonim. Tfiyah Sayin, yes, Simonim, not. And this is Rabbi Yitzchak Breidim Sharshia's raya, his teda, that Tfiyah Sayin is other from Simonim. Freak Teisvis. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, is the third time that we're referring to Seif Yevamos here in the beginning of Masechtas Chula. But the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph, discusses, what would be if a man went to Medina Sayyam? He left his wife back as an aguna. And then one day, an aide or two aidim come and they say, we saw your husband dead. How do we know your husband died? Because we noticed this and this simon on the person that was dead. And we know your husband had this simon. So based on the simon, must be, it's your husband. The halacha is, she's allowed to get married. That's why one of the sugyas of simonim is in Seif Yevamos and the sugyas of agunas. Because based on a simon, the halacha is, this woman would be allowed to get married. Freik Tois Akasha. What would be if this woman would now go and get married to somebody else? And then she would be Mezana Tachas Bailo Hashnir. With Edom and Hasra. The loch is, she'd be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Freik Tois is, why is she Chayiv Mises Bezdin? How do you know that she's an Ishes Ish? Because she married this guy. How do you know that marriage was Kedas Moshe of Yisrael? What do you mean? She was a woman that was not married who accepted a kedushin under the chuppah, so why would you assume she's not married? What do you mean? Maybe she was married to the previous guy. Maybe her husband is living on the other side of the world. Maybe he's really alive. What do you mean? An aid. Adam came and they saw him dead. They saw him dead? Tell me more information. They saw a simon. Are you relying on a simon? That means you're using a simon, essentially, Zok Tosfos, to go ahead and to now kill a person. Straight to Isn Sakasha. Vozokt, Rabbi Yitzchak Breidim Sharshia, Dilu also betray Vamri Planya, Daisimon of Ahisimon of Kotel Nafsha, Loi Katlinon, that you can't kill a person based on a simon. It's not true. You could kill a person based on a simon. Because in the event that a woman got married based on Eidos Isha, Al Yudea simon, and she got was Mizana Tachas, that second husband, that lachas we would kill her, even though we only know she's married based on a simon. Because to the extent that we can't be Mekabel the Simonim Liktala, then Klape, whether or not she was Mizana, now we have to assume maybe the husband was alive. If the husband was alive, then that means the original Kedusha wasn't a Kedusha. Now you're going to tell me, Mimonov Shach, she was Mizana now, right? Mimonov Shach. Either she was Mizana Tachas by La Ashnia, or she was Mizana Tachas by La Rishon. It's not true. Maybe the husband died since then. That was 10 years ago. How do you know? Maybe he's not alive. So, Tosfos Elamai, what do you see from here? We say that when she got married the first time, or to this second person, for sure that marriage was a geheriga marriage. L'chol adinim. Why? Because with soimichan simonim. Therefore, when she's mezana tachas by lashnia, we look at her as a regular HSH, not mitzad her first husband, mitzad the second husband, even though all we have is simonim. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You could use simonim l'ktala. So Tosfos says that Rav Yitzchak Breidim Sharshia, she said, I'll prove to you tfiyas ayin is better than simonim, because you could use tfiyas ayin l'ktala, you can't use simonim l'ktala. I have a riot from Yevamos Kufchav that you can use simonim afilu l'ktala. This is Tosfos Gros Kasha. Zokta Nesivis, may oilam, it always bothered me, this Kasha. It always bothered me. I never understood Tosfos Kasha. He says, why not? He said, because why is it that simonim work? What's the esoid of a simon? Why is it that simanim work? The Nesiva says, it's pasha to me, that simanim works me din raif. It's because if you know this person has a simen, and you know most people in the world don't have the simen, and now all of a sudden you see a man dead on the side of the road, and that person has that simen, so we could assume that it's probably this person. Because being that raif people don't have the simen, and now all of a sudden you found someone with a matching simen, so this is probably who it is. But if you think about the inyan of simanim, says the Nesivis, ba'ufen amuk, what you're going to arrive at is that it's working with the concept of raif. If that's the case, ok, the Nesivis, it's yudua mashakosav she'eri ha'afla. So the Nesivis was apparently related to the afla. And he says it's yudua what the afla wrote. And this is one of the most famous aflas ever. It's in the end of the first parak in the Masechtas Ksuvos. The afla, and we've spoken about this many times over the years, asks Akasha, everybody knows that shita shmul is ein holcha b'mamana. And being that we paskin like Shmuel Bedini, we paskin ein holcha b'mamon acharoyf. If that's the case, freak the afla, he says, I don't understand. The halacha is that if someone is ma'anis or mefata or mitzi shemra on a ketana, according to some shittas, for sure on a naira, the halacha is he has to pay a knas, right? Chamishim for einus mefata, meya shekel kesef for mitzi shemra. Who gets the knas? The father gets the knas, right? He's the one that's entitled to the knas. Freak the afla. How could it be that you would ever take money from somebody and force him to give the aviyah naira a knas? How do you know that the aviyah naira is really the father of the naira? The teretz is chulin yud aleph on the base. It's based on the fact that you go basiroif. But if ain holcha the mamon acharoif, freak the afla. How could there ever be a parish of knas? But inus mefata, but mitzi shemra, a bumba of a kasha, another kasha freak the afla. Maka behema yishalmena, a pasuk and then the parish zemar. That if somebody goes and he hits other mamazik a behema, the halach is he has to pay, right? Maka behema yishalmena. If a behemoth is a treifa, and somebody would go ahead and he would hit the treifa, he wouldn't be chayiv to pay. Just like if someone kills a person that's a treifa, he's not chayiv misa. If someone's maka behemoth, you shouldn't have to be a shalmet. So why do I have to pay? Maybe the animal is a treifa. The teretz is chulin daf yud aleph. Roiv animals are not treifas. But over here, you're forcing a person to make a financial payment to swipe a credit card based on a roiv. What happened to shita shmu? Ein holchem imamen achra roiv. He said, if someone's a shomer socher and then he's watching a shor and the shor was stolen, so shomer socher is chayiv in gneiva. Freik da afla. Maybe the animal that the shomer socher was watching was a treifa, and if it was a treifa, there's no way the shomer socher is going to be chayiv. Elamai, you're going to go bust a roiv. Al zeh nemar ein holchem imamen achra roiv. And the Hafla goes and he asks kasha after kasha after kasha, all in this vein. Zok the Hafla, his Yisoid Gadol. And that is, it's true, ein olcha b'mamon achar roiv. But that's only if the roiv is only being machriya the dini mamonis. So if I have right now a question, do I owe you money or do you maybe owe me money, right? So if it's a shail of mamon, al zeh nema roiv can't be machriya mamon. But if I have a big picture over here that I'm trying to figure out, that is nothing to do with money. Listen, everything is money related, right? But a shayla that's not money related. And now all of a sudden there's a roif to be machriya. Once roif is machriya, the big picture, avada, you can use the roif as it relates to the mominus as well. Meaning once roif is machriya, to use the lashon, now it's yuchsak that we have this roif. And once I have the roif, now I'm allowed to go ahead and I'm allowed to carry it forward. Now I'm allowed to use it. This is the yisoid god of the aflot that the Nesivis told Reb Kivega, and this tshuva is pasha. It has to be this way. There's no other way to understand the Mishpatei HaTorah unless you mekabel this groisi yisoid asher kosav she'eri ha'afla. Zok the Nesivis, if that's the case, I never understood Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos freik the Kasha that the Gemara says achulun tzadik vav amar aleph that you can't use simonim as it relates to ketola. Freik Tosfos, if that's the case, what would be eidus isha al yidei simonim? The woman went ahead and she got married. She was mezana tachas baila ashniya be'edim ba'hasra. The halach is you give her Mises Bezdin. Why are you giving her Mises Bezdin? Maybe when she got married, her husband was still alive, which means the Kedusha Shniya was never really Typhus. Could be that first husband's not alive either anymore. At this point, she's a Pnuya, that was a Mazana. She's not Chayef. The only thing you're hinging the fact that she's an Esh Asish that was Mazana Tachas Bailon are the Simonim. But the Gemara said in Chulun Tzadik Vav, you can't use Simonim as it relates to God. This Tais Grace Akasha, Tais Muchas with this Kasha. So the Nesivis, the Chilik is so posh, it's the flaw. That's the chilik. The chilik is when I need the simonim to paskin, is this guy the Reitzeach or is he not the Reitzeach? So I can't use Simonim L'Ktalo. But over here, the Simon is paskin, is she a Nesuya or is she a Pnuya? That's what the Simon is paskinning. And once it paskins that Muteresli Nosei, that she's a Pnuya, at that point, Avada, Tein L'Chacham V'yech Gemoy. Just like Ein L'Chacham Mamon Acharoy, but if Reiv paskins that this animal's not a treif, if Reiv paskins this is the father, so once I know it's the father, God be Makov of Yim, I might assume, must God be Kabbat as a Vich Vesim Mech, is she even above Tiro? Right, the Shapsay say Tishma, all the other halachas, so good, then it could work for Nosel Avi Anay, right? You're going to have to give it the Mamon Nosel. But the point is, Zokt and Asivas, it's so posh that that's the Chilik. What was bothering Tishvas? He said, this Kasha always bothered me. Ab Zokt and Asivas Trep Kiveger, Shafti Viro Isi. I think you have to say Azai. This is what we're getting at. Here's the punchline. And that is, it could be this that the Afla proved his Yesod, that once Reiv works for the big picture, then you can apply it even to things that ordinarily Reiv can't be applied towards. That's only true if you have a Reiv that's not being contradicted by a Chazaka. But when you have a Reiv and connect that Reiv, there's a Chazaka, over there, you can't say the Yesod of the Hafla. When the Reiv is not going up against a Chazaka, that Reiv is a better Reiv. And that Reiv, we say, establishes the Metzius, and therefore, if you want to apply it, even to something that Reiv doesn't work for, such as Mammon, in the cases of the Hafla, that's something you'd be allowed to do. When the Reiv is going up Keneged a Chazaka, even though Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Atef, but at the same time, the Chazaka is maklish what the Reiv is able to do. And b'chaygav nazokt in esivas kach nirali mevur mitos v'zeh. That in that situation, the halacha is that even though the Reiv works, but you would not be able to say, oh, the Reiv established this as the Metzias, and you now have a right to go and allocate this Reiv and work with it and shtel it to anything that you want to. That you want to shtel it to. All the cases of the Hafla were cases where there's no chazaka keneged the Reif. There's no chazaka dil malav avivu. There's no chazaka that this animal is a treifa. I don't know. I have a Reif. The Reif is not going keneged the chazaka. It has the right to paskin. Once it paskins, it's the father. Once it paskins that the animal's not a treifa, I can apply it to dinei mamonis, even though the halach is like Shmuel, ein halcha b'mamon achar Reif. However, when it comes to the case in Yevamis, over there, it's true, there are simonim. And simonim, zokt nesivis, works with Reif. Again, our sugi is not how you understand that simonim works with Reif. This is a side point. But that simonim works with the concept of Reif. But this Reif is going keneged a chazaka. Which chazaka is this Reif going keneged? This chazaka is going keneged the chazaka that this woman was an Eishes Ish. Because last we know, she had a husband who went on a business trip. He just never showed up. So being that she's becheskes Eishes Ish, so the Reiv of Simonim is going keneged the chazaka. A Reiv of Skei keneged the chazaka. You don't have the yuchzak, you don't have the yisoid of the afla. And that's why Tosfos said, how do you have a right to go ahead and use at the end of the day the simon to give this woman Mises Bezin when she's Mezana Tachas by Lashnir? You're going to tell me, oh, because once the simon and the Reiv asking that she's muterously not saying, that would have been good if the Reiv's not going keneged the chazaka, like in all the cases of the Hafla. But being that over here the Reiv is going keneged the chazaka, over here it's going to be different. If you go through the Nesivas Abyssal Besa Innovanik, the words that he uses is that when the Reiv is not going up keneged the chazaka, so all I have is a Reiv. So then the Reiv is machriya b'teres vadai, that this is the way it is. When the Reiv is going up keneged the chazaka is maklish the koyach of the Reiv. I don't have that same level of vados, I'm still abyssal. And it's for that reason Miklash Kolos, it's going to be a little bit weaker. Now whether Reiv makes Vaday, doesn't make Vaday, that of course is the Rosh and the Sugi of Takfukai and the Inkana Makam Laharach. Again, it's very easy to get lost every time you learn the Sugi of Chazak and Reiv. So it's very Kedai to have Rikus and focus every time we go through these Sugis. It's always Kedai, but it's even more Kedai when you learn something that Chasam Sofer already prefaced is something that is requires Bekiyus Gadol B'Shasu Poiskim. But the bottom line is, this is what the Nesivas told Rabbi Kiveger, and he holds, said the Nesivas, that this is the Yishuv, this is the way you understand Tosfos Kasha. It's not the Yishuv to Tosfos Kasha, but it's the Yishuv in terms of why Tosfos had a Kasha, and Tosfos was forced to go ahead and say a Teres. But L'chayra, I think it's poshet, that we could be Moisef one Neufech, to this nesivas. The nesivas just said that there's a chilek between a roiv that's not going up keneged a chazaka and a roiv that is going up keneged a chazaka. And even though ruba v'chazaka ruba other, but it's not the same. A roiv that's not going up against a chazaka that doesn't have that hisnagdus, that's machriya yoyse b'teres vaday, than a roiv that's going up keneged chazaka. L'chayra. Bishloim, if you hold that the way chazaka works, specifically chazaka the meikar is, that it's a birur, like we spoke about in yesterday's share. Well, then I understand why it would make sense that there's a chilek between a roiv that's not going keneged a chazaka versus a roiv that's going up keneged a chazaka. A roiv that's going up keneged nothing, so the only birur I have is the roiv. But if the roiv is going up against a chazaka, as much as I have the birur of the roiv, I also have the birur of the chazaka. No, ruba the chazaka, ruba adif. But let's be honest, the chazaka for sure takes away a lot of the oomph, it steals some of the thunder of the roiv. And as a result, you can't equate a roiv that's not going up keneged chazaka to a roiv that's going up keneged chazaka. But if you're going to tell me that chazaka de mikar doesn't work b'teiris bearer, like we spoke yesterday from the Shmaitzah Zayin Beis, like we said over Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Ha'aretz and Kovitz Shiur and Bava Basra, if you're going to tell me that chazaka is not a mevarer, what is chazaka? Oiki milsa chazake. That b'makim where I don't know what to do, you just leave it on the chazaka. So how is the chazaka makvish the koyach of the roiv? Chazaka is not a mevara b'chla. I invite to have one birra. I have the birra of roiv. Either a chazaka, okay, if there was no roiv, you would have said, oikim milsach. If chazaka is a mevara, so now my birra of roiv is going up against another birra. So at the very least, that other birra is maklish. It takes away a little bit. It's not a shutout, because there's someone else that has a voice over here that also has something to bring to the table, that also wants to say that, you know, maybe I'm right. So even though roiv is better, you're right, roiv is odd, but it ekes out a victory. At the end of the day, there's something to be said about the fact that there is another side to the story. And if that's the case, even though Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif, Abaham mi, it's not Pateris Vaday, and over here you can't say the grace of Chiddush that Tav Flo said in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Ketubos. But if you're going to tell me that chazaka doesn't mevarer anything, it doesn't add any birur, all chazaka is that b'mokim ven sinudok kain birur oikim milsa chazaka. So how in the world would the chazaka be maklish the koich of the roif? If it's a birur, it's maklish the koich of the roif. But if it's not a birur, it's not going to be maklish the koich of the roif. I think it's poshet that this whole nesivis, this grace of chiddush from Tshuvas Nachlas Yaakov that the goyin wrote to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's mamish toli in Rabbi Chonetz Chakir, it's toli in this rate. If you hold that chazaka is a bearer, then it's moving. Why would it be a chiluk between a roiv that's not going keneged chazaka versus a roiv that is going keneged chazaka, even though ruba v'chazaka ruba adav? But if you hold that chazaka is nitkein bearer, mali, if the roiv is going keneged chazaka, if it's not going keneged chazaka, there's no bearer on the other side to be maklishin. I think it's poshed admamoy. So what's the cheshman? What's Firoy's the cheshman? Yesterday we mentioned that Tosa asks Akasha, the Gemara says, minoha milsad amr rabbanon oikim milsa chazaka. And then the Gemara says, "Menah milsa damer rabbanon zil baserub." Fake that. It's a kasha. What? Why need a mekar for roiv? Once I know chazaka, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Let's go baserub. So we said, Rabbi Chanan said, "Alafi this raid from the Gedolei Achroinim that chazaka is not a bearer, but all chazaka is oiki milsa a chazake." So it's ma'od meyushif kushi is taisves. Taisis kasha is nit kan kasha. Why is taisis kasha nit kan kasha? Because how could I learn roiv, which is a mevarer from chazaka, that's not a mevarer? If they're the same thing, it's chitin and chitin, so I couldn't run from the other, but there is kavul chaymer. It's true, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adav, but it's not because they're the same, narvas, this is better. It's because they're two different things. But at the end of the day, I can't learn from the fact that when I don't know what to do, just leave it at the status quo, that there's something called roiv that's a mevarer. So shaykhis, if chazaka was a mevarer, so if chazaka is a mevarer, and ruba v'chazaka, ruba adav, kavul chaymer, roiv is a mevarer. But if chazaka is not a mevarer, you can't say that. And that's a Yishuv Hagen to Rabbi Chanan's to Tosfos Kasha Zok Rabbi Chanan. We shtel the tzu to the Rish Yosef's Ha'ara that even though Rav Meir is Chayish Lomiyut, he doesn't go Basa Roiv, but at the same time he does go Basa Chazaka. I Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba the Adif based on the mid of Kavu Chaymer has no Avon. The Teretz is two separate tracks. In the Birr of Roiv he holds it's not enough of a Birr, but when I don't know what to do, he does agree to Oikim Milsa Achazaka. But what's Kum Tosfos from yesterday's raid is Shitas Tosfos. Because Kum Tosfos from Shitas Tosfos is one of two things. Either Tosfos holds that Sai Roiv and Sai Chazaka are both bearers, or Tosfos holds that Sai Roiv and Sai Chazaka are both not bearers. They're both Hanhagas. The latter of the two pshatim is moid moid rachok. The pashtus is that shitas toisvus is that sayder roiv and sayder chazaka are both birrs. If shitas toisvus is that sayder roiv and sayder chazaka are both birrs, that means in toisvus Rabbi Chanan's cheshbin is not shayach. Then there would be a nafkamina between a roiv that's not going kineged a chazaka and a roiv that is going kineged a chazaka. When it's not going kineged a chazaka, all I have is the birr of roiv. But when it's going kineged a chazaka, I have these two birurim that are going up against each other. And even though ruba v'chazaka ruba other, but at the end of the day, it's not guaranteed. It's not a lock. And as a result, I have to rechem with the other tzad. My nafkamina, it's not mamish kevada in the words of the nesivis. Where does it spill the chayis t'ksut? The flaw in the end of the first parakim asachtes ksubas. But here's the point. The point is, this was all said in what? This was all said in Tosfos. In Tosfos l'shitasoi, chulin yod aleph amid aleph, what the Nesivos is saying, to be miyashiv, what Tosfos kasha was, of chulin tzadik vav amid aleph, is takafai. You're right. Loit Rabbi Chanan's chilik, l'chari, there's no mockum to what the Nesivos is saying. But the Nesivos wasn't saying what he was saying in a vacuum. The Nesivos said what he said to explain a Tosfos and chulin tzadik vav amid aleph, and it's mevur in Tosfos chulin yod aleph, he doesn't hold the Rabbi Chanan's lamdas. Well, if that's the case, Tosfos l'shitasoi, it's that the Yishuv Dav Zayin, what the Nesivos told Hagoyin Rabbi Akiva Eger, and we will stop here.